Republican Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas says he's very disappointed with the Senate's decision to table a measure that would have allowed employers to refuse to pay for contraception coverage as part of conscience. The Senate yesterday tabled the Blunt Amendment, effectively killing the measure, which would have exempted employers with moral objections from President Obama's birth control health coverage rule.
And that was really an amendment that basically puts in law what's been practiced, forever. Just the ability that if you had a conscience objection to distributing contraceptives, distributing medicines that caused abortion, sterilization, things like that, that you didn't have to do that.
Although the measure was tabled, Bozeman says it might come up again. The 2012 political lineup in Arkansas is set. The last day to file for candidates for state and national office was yesterday. One notable last day filing was for the 1st District Congressional seat, Scott Ellington, who is a state prosecutor and was key in helping negotiate a deal that freed the West Memphis Three. He is running as a Democrat against Republican incumbent Rick Crawford. Ellington says Crawford and other Washington Republicans aren't working for anything other than making President Barack Obama look bad.
We need someone to go to Washington to try to provide for the folks and to help for the folks of the 1st District. I'm not going up there to fight with the other party. I'm not going up there to stall the progress of things that could happen in D.C. That's the problem that I see that we've had right now.
State Representative Clark Hall and Arkansas State University economist Gary Lantinich are also running as Democrats in the 1st District. Two small businesses in Arkansas were named Blue Ribbon Small Business Award winners yesterday by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Arkansas Power Electronics International Incorporated in Fayetteville and Central Research in Lowell were recognized for their dedication to the principles of free enterprise and their contributions to restoring jobs and prosperity. According to a press release, the awards program, which is sponsored by Sam's Club, honors companies that demonstrate excellent business practices in several areas, including strategy, employee development, community involvement, and customer service. This year, 75 Blue Ribbon winners were selected from a record number of nationwide applicants and will be honored at America's Small Business Summit 2012 on May 21st through the 23rd in Washington, D.C. On March 15th, 7 of the Blue Ribbon recipients will be announced as award finalists, and one will be named the Dream Big Small Business of the Year during the summit. The winner will be presented with a $10,000 cash prize, courtesy of the U.S. Chamber.